During his tenure, Said has regularly fired ministers, usually offering little or no explanation. So this is not really surprising, but this reshuffle is a bit different. And I think it, on the one hand, it's quite substantial. The number of ministers that were replaced is quite large. And more importantly, it falls just 6 weeks ahead of the presidential election, which suggests that Said is cleaning house to further ensure a clear and easy path for his reelection. And I think importantly, also, we should pay attention to who he has kept, who he didn't fire, particularly the ministers of justice and the interior. And these are the people that have really been essential for Said in helping him carry out parts of his political reorganization and his repression campaigns.
The 66 years old president is seeking a second term, part of what he has called a war of liberation and self-determination, aiming to establish a new republic. A number of Said's political opponents and critics, including some Tunisians who had sought to challenge him in October 6 election, are currently in jail or face trial. How would that add to democracy backsliding in Tunisia?
I think what we've seen is the speed and the precision at which Said has eliminated all of his potential opponents in advance of this election really makes clear that Tunisia can no longer be considered even a procedural democracy. You know, we're seeing every week a new critic or a potential presidential candidate rounded up and thrown in jail. As soon as someone announces they're running, you know, there's something that they're arrested for. And so, you know, for all intents and purposes, this election was over before it even began. And I think what we've seen Said do is very deftly pave the way for his re-election and for a second term. And in that second term, he has the ability to further implement repression and to target any remaining vestiges of the democratic transition.
Unemployment in Tunisia stands at 16%, while the country suffers from water stress, and Tunisia has faced mounting financial challenges and debt levels at about 80% of its GDP. Its economy is at standstill with a growth of only 0.4%. How would that impact Tunisian voters in October?
I think in this election, you know, voters are not really going to be choosing between candidates based on their policy positions. This is really just a referendum on Said himself and a question of how many Tunisians are willing to cast a ballot for him. And the real question mark around the election is whether anyone actually shows up to vote. We've seen increasing political apathy over the past couple of years. And, you know, based on the various statistics that you just mentioned, you know, many Tunisians are really too busy with their everyday life and trying to feed themselves and their families that they don't have time to worry about politics. We've also heard from several people in the opposition that said they will boycott the election because they see it as a farce. And so I expect that this election is likely going to go the way of the past few elections during Said's tenure, which is with very low turnout and few Tunisians engaged in the political process.